Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, DeChrome.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. How about you? Great to see you.
Great to hear you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're really excited to talk to you. You're an artist who recognizes and respects women's power and their creative freedom.
It's hard not to. I have some great women around me. My mom, my lady, you know. That's the first thing. Regardless of gender, you keep good people around you, you get a respect for people.
Well, definitely. Yeah, and I understand you have a campaign going.
Yeah, man, it evolved in a weird way, just because, like, a lot of the music that, like, is coming out right now, it's exploitative, and not just in a gender context, but, like,
yeah,
in a general human context. Like, if you're not exploiting the artist, you're exploiting the listener in a number of ways. But, like, just because, like, I mean, like, it's hip-hop. And hip-hop, R&B, reggae, these are where my heart starts, where my culture is. So, like, you know, I am in the clubs. And I mean, I understand the value of that music. And I just felt like there's a place where you can enjoy yourself without, you know, like, suffering from, like, you know, pervasive objectification that trickles down into all sorts of shit, like, from rape to, you know, high drink prices. You know what I mean?
I
thought it'd be awesome to create like the kind of thing that's receptive to the genre, that's part of the genre, but still kind of challenges some of the assumptions that the genre makes. So I think it worked out pretty well. Love My Bounce is a campaign, and that's kind of associated with it, and like it just kind of encourages people to just be themselves. And, like, that includes people that are not down with, like, this kind of music or this kind of expression. That's just as cool, too. But, like, if that is your impulse, like, you shouldn't feel bad about it. You shouldn't feel like you have to OD on it. You know, you shouldn't feel like it was somebody else. It should be on your terms. And, like, and I feel really great about the way it's going.
Yeah, you sound real passionate about it. You know, you have a mission there.
Yeah, man. You got to have something to get you up in the morning.
That's right. And I understand there's a website for it also, lovemybounce.com. And
I'm sorry,
You also have the website, lovemybounce.com.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a documentary that a fantastic director, Mark Sinigliaro, put together, basically about people explaining why it is that, like, they reacted this way to the music, why does they kind of, how they react to the way that they're treated by men that they know, that they don't know. And a lot of topics are broached, and so that's on the website, but more of it is just kind of, body acceptance issues are like, it's a demon in the context, in our culture. And and young women are attacked by it at a very early age. And it's funny, I was reading an article about how, like, perceptions of beauty have evolved, and, like, you can go on any number of blogs, and you'll see how, like, what the 60s model looked in comparison to the 70s model, to the 80s fashion model, to the 90s, and, like, but what's funny is, like, the concept of male attractiveness does not evolve. Why? Because, like, there's just a lot less pressure and a lot less is asked of a man in that context, because we're measured by different things, right? To the point where, like, you know, for a while guys were roided up in the 80s, but outside that, handsome was handsome, and it's not even about that. Like, and, like, that's the thing. Sending, like, you know, being objectified is accepting what it is that God has given you. Like, for real, for real. You know what I mean? Not just, like, you know, I love myself, but, like, literally, like, getting to the point where you don't think about it. Because that's how most men are. Until they lose their fucking hair, they don't really think about how they look. I mean, you know, I mean, like,
that's
it depends
true.
On your community. I mean, you know, Like, the gay community is a little different about that, depending on where you live. But, like, other than that, you know, we don't give a fuck. You know, I mean, but, like, I mean, ask any woman, and I don't have to tell you, like, you know, it is, like, a constant moment-to-moment concern. And think about how much of that, how many, like, you know, windows are open in your head that could be, like, put to God knows what else. You know what I mean? So, that's what I'm about.
Definitely.
Everyone working at their optimum.
Yeah, women always have to kind of recreate themselves also, you know, the new look.
Yeah, man.
So often. And the men, you know, we could wear the same thing.
Man, white shirt, black tie, dark suit, I'm good. I'm winning. You know, that's really, I don't have to do nothing but that. But yeah, it's more like opportunity cost. So there's so many more important things to be done on a daily basis. And like, you know, and like so much about like, I mean, I don't want to get too, like, esoteric and shit, but, like, you know, the yogis believed that, like, we were living in the dark age, the Kali Yuga, and the main symptom of this dark age is that we have lost the focus that we have had eras past, you know what I mean? And, like, part of the issue with our culture is, like, everyone's so distracted, and there are many cultures, companies that have a lot invested in keeping distracted. There's a whole, their industry after industry based on this shit. Yeah, man, I'm, you know, man. Anything I can do.
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you there. And I understand you have also a video that came out in January.
No, it's called January.
It's called January.
I think it might have came out in January. But more importantly, it's called January. But yeah, it's on YouTube.
There it is.
Yeah.
Speaking of January, hey, let's take a listen. Here on Blog Talk Radio, the Dr. Geo Show.
Bounce it, treat your body just like an ice cream sandwich. Open your chocolate and lick the cream. But first, I got to see you could do damage.
We drink and we smoke and we dance and we curse and we touch and we laugh. We fight and we fuck with the hair on cover a month and a half. Raw the Dragon Roll show, giddy giddy when the drop comes out. I'ma rub it on your titty, it's a New York City nigga, bang bang titty nigga, kill the pussy, dead with time. I cross you over, you lost, it's over, you soft, it's over. I supernova while you crash like Super Grover. I cookie monster, these Pepperidge Farm Milanos. You don't really want beef like you eating at McDonald's.
Taco Bell, you can tell by the motherfucking smell. That Burberry Bridges shit smell like it's at Nine Motel. My team got the sheen of a fucking champion, swing from the bell. I'm Ali, I beat the motherfucking pussy up.
Treat your body just like an ice cream sandwich. Open your chocolate and lick the cream. But first I got to see you could do damage.
Like an ice cream sandwich.
I bet you do.
Well, you wouldn't treat an ice cream sandwich bad, that's for sure.
Ice cream sandwiches is what treats you good. So anything that's treating me good, I'm going to treat it good back.
Yeah, they're good. So how did you come up with that line and some of the other lyrics?
I don't know, man. You know, like, I'm really big in, like, divine inspiration. Like, I got my master's in fine arts at Rutgers, and, like, there was, like, two kinds of artists. Like, the artists that kind of make it happen, artists that just have it happen to them. I like to think of that, like, you know, what I'm doing is coming from something bigger than me. So, like, you know, we're in the studio, and, like, you know, and we produced in-house, you know, from the first kick drum all the way up. So, like, you know, these things come together when you put, like, good people around. And, you know, like, I have a fantastic engineer, Ken Rutkowski, over at Outer Limits Studios in Buffalo, New York. Super producer Rob Jones on the beat. And, you know, it just kind of came together. I just wanted to, like, it's, you know, the song is kind of about a racial relationship. So, like, you know, there's a little history there. But, yeah, I tend to treat people's bodies like ice cream sandwiches when I get the chance.
Yeah, it's making me hungry. Cool. We also have another song we're going to play in a little bit. But when you're writing lyrics and music, what comes first usually, the beat or the lyrics?
It depends, you know.
Depends,
it depends on what's going on. You know, like, I kind of like to start with the beat just because, like, it gives me the opportunity to kind of collaborate in a way that I like. Like, you know, particularly when you, I mean, like, hip-hop is rhythmic. And, like, if you're kind of, like, glomming on, like, lyrics onto pre-existing beat, like, it doesn't always work out for me the way I like it to. I like to write to a beat when I get a chance with that, you know, because of time and other concerns. It's not always an option. So, like, yeah, I like to start with, I like to start working on the music first, and then the lyrics kind of come, you know?
Well, who are some of the people you grew up listening to?
I mean, today is March 9th. Biggie was shot, Notorious B.I.G. But, like,
my
parents are Caribbean, so, like, I was heavily influenced by Bob Marley, a lot of, like, dancehall artists, like Mr. Vegas, John Paul, even. You know, because I'm from Brooklyn, and, like, that's what you heard in Flatbush, like, reggae, you know, so a lot of that. And I'm a New Yorker, so, like, you know, nothing but, like, art around here. I've been listening to Billy Joel to, like, the Beatles.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, I'm into everything, you know, so.
Have you been to the Caribbean?
Yeah, lots of times.
Lots,
like,
of times, though.
Yeah, because I've been to Trinidad a bunch of times, and, like, Jamaica once. No, Jamaica twice. I try to get around because, like, you know, again, like, it's art, and, like, you're not around, if your influences are stale and limited, then your work is stale and limited, and then you don't surprise yourself. So, like, I try to get out of town into the warm weather when I can.
And you use a lot of those cultural influences in your music, I'm sure.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I just like the vitamin D.
Oh, yeah, we need that.
Yeah, man.
We don't get enough of that.
Yeah, man.
Nice. Well, how about, are you working on a tour for the summer?
Well, we're doing, like, a show in about 3 weeks. Like, that's the next focus. And, like, January is going to be on the radio, and we're just preparing for that, you know. So, like, it's really exciting. I'm just, you know, just trying to keep focused on making good art and making good music and, like, letting the rest take care of itself.
I'm hearing you there. And speaking of good music, we got one of your awesome tracks, Cyanide.
Yeah, let's get into that.
Yeah, Cyanide here on Blog Talk Radio with Dacrome Foster.
Her love is like cyanide. She hits me where it hurt the most. Whoa. All of my life I'm searching high and wide, but I'm afraid I've only come close. Tell me, are you here? Tell me, are you there? Tell me, are you here? Tell me, are you there? Can you set my life?
toast to sudden death and rebirth. Yeah. The only one projecting line in life from a hearse. So if you hear her calling my name, tell her I'm down. Cause I spent too long searching around. I've been all around the world looking for another girl like you.
What is it?
I've been all around the world looking for someone to do nothing like you. Tell me, are you here? Rio de Janeiro, Bangkok, New York City, Fifth Avenue surgeon when I upgraded your titties. Trinidad Tobago, saucy pussy prego, skinny dipping in the moonlight, Kirsten Kekos. Shout out to Pata Dos Santos, Capoy, you be chilling the queen. In Mexico City, you told me you're pregnant, you ain't 19. I was drinking the scotch, you had the rice and beans. It was 719, what the fuck does it mean? Now I'm in the club, protein man. Send a letter, send a text, send a telegram. Got an email, first I thought it was spam. Picture of you, brown eyes, slap my daughter's
name.
I've been all around the world looking for another girl like you. I've been all around the world.
And I didn't even call that sex this morning.
Looking for someone to do the things you do.
I gave you all that sex this morning, too. Oh, wow. Hello?
All right, Chrome Foster.
Hey.
Cyanide. Great track.
Thanks. That's written by this cat named B. Bass. He's along with me and super producer Rob Till. So we went in, so it was a good time.
Yeah, that one, you really can groove to that one.
Yeah.
And I heard a couple of lines in there. Been all around the world looking for a girl, a certain girl. So did you find that girl?
You know, not that one.
Not that one,
though. Get away from you. Sometimes it's just not, you know, people aren't boomerangs. That's why you got to maximize your opportunities with everyone you meet, because you don't know why people are in your life or when they'll return or if they'll return.
Yeah.
So that's why I try to treat to give everyone I meet as much of myself as I possibly can.
I'm sure they appreciate that, you know, your honesty.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, it wasn't always that way, you know. I learned some lessons easy, some lessons hard, you know. So, but I'm in a good place now.
Yeah, we live and learn.
Yeah, hopefully some of us, not everybody. Not everybody. I've had to teach a couple lessons, and not all of them stuck. So.
So sometimes we're hard-headed.
Yeah, you know, change is hard.
Yeah.
You know, change is hard, and not everybody, some people are resistant to it, but, you know, there's no sense in doing that.
Yeah, sometimes change could be good, and people just, you know, they don't understand that.
Yeah, man, it's inevitable. You can't fight it. Everything.
Yeah.
So, So as soon as you give yourself to that idea, like, you know, life gets easier. You're in the flow instead of fighting it.
Keeping an open mind.
Yeah, man.
So how can people get a hold of your music? What's the best way?
YouTube. But, like, better than YouTube, iTunes, buy it. You know, the singles are available. TheChromeFoster.com. That's DCHROMEFOSTER.com. Check out LoveMyBounce.com. We've got these awesome Love My Bounce shorts that, like, we've been selling, and they're selling like hotcakes. They just came out today, and, like, we've got a whole bunch of orders. And the shorts are just, like, part of the movement. Like, you know, like, they kind of just reflect this, like, this concept of, like, yo, this is how I am, and I love it, and you should love it. And if you know, who gives a fuck? Because I do, you know? The shorts are awesome, right? And 20% of the proceeds from the shorts go to a movement called Arethusa Speaks. It's about preventing relational violence and erasing the social stigma of identifying as a survivor of abuse. Like a friend of mine, her name is like Coley McClellan. She did this awesome show that she wrote. It's a one-woman show categorizing and telling the stories of women who have been abused and like and their survivor stories. And like, I mean, it's like a mind-blowing show. And like that movement, so like, kind of like release the negative karma of like victimization on all sides of it is like, again, important to self-acceptance. And like the thing is, it's like a real gender specific thing. You know, if you're a man, most men have no experience with this. Like they never fear being like sexually assaulted. You know, they never experience it.
Yeah.
So like, again, it's just one of those things that like, you know, basically the gender that is controlling most of the means of production and like you know most of the governmental infrastructure are a group that doesn't understand this fundamental part of like the majority of human beings on Earth are forced to experience for better or for worse. And like, you know, if we don't understand each other, then we can't benefit from being in this together. That movement, or Arethusa Speaks, is awesome, and I'm glad we can help them out with as many dollars as we put together. So check that out, thechromefoster.com, lovemindbounce.com, iTunes, The Chrome Foster, Cyanide, January. It's all good stuff. It'll feel good. It'll be great.
Sounds awesome. You know, you got the music and also a great cause, wonderful cause.
Thank you.
Enjoying it. And I want to thank you for being on the show. It was a pleasure.
Oh,
and,
thank you so much for having me, man. It's great fun. Thanks
you're
for
welcome.
Playing my songs. It's just...
If you're ever in the Detroit area, look me up.
We'll do. D-Town, awesome. I definitely will. I love that place.
That's,
I mean, we're
about
to start moving and performing, so when I'm up there, I'm going to check y'all out.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks so much for being on the show. Enjoy
all right,
your day.
Peace.
Welcome.
Bounce that ass, you daddy. Bounce that ass, you bounce that ass. Bounce that ass, you daddy. Bounce it, 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 bounce it.
Treat your body just like an ice cream sandwich. Open your chocolate and lick, lick, lick the cream. But first, I got to see you could do damage.
We drink and we smoke and we dance and we curse and we touch and we laugh.